Over 40 local heroes were honored and recognized at the annual South Simcoe Police Service Awards on Thursday night at the Innisfil Community Church. The event was modified due to COVID restrictions to invitation only, but the public was able to tune in live on YouTube. MCs for the evening were local radio personalities Dale and Charlie. Local dignitaries Bradford West Gwillimbury Mayor Rob Keffer, Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan, York Simcoe MP Scott Davidson, Barry Innisfil MP John Brassard, and Barry Innisfil MPP Andrea Kanjan were all in attendance. York Simcoe MPP Caroline Mulroney attended virtually. "I know this has been an extremely difficult 2 years on everyone, and not just in your role as police officers but for your families as well, and I really wanted to be here tonight personally to say thank you for your courage, your compassion, your empathy and your professionalism during these difficult times for our communities and always," said Brassard. "Despite all we have gone through together over the past 2 years, one thing hasn't changed. Our police force has been there every step of the way," said Mulroney. "I speak on behalf of all Ontarians when I say thank you for your service, thank you for coming into work every day, thank you for everything you do to keep our community safe and put others before yourself." Below is a list of all the 2022 award recipients: retired members Staff Sergeant John Chalmers, Sergeant Brent Hines, Sergeant Brad Reynolds CST, Rob Enright CST, Brian Riddell CST, Shannon Van Velt, Kim Taylor Citizen Awards, Alan McPherson and Noah Chapman. The two men were recognized for their roles in helping to capture an armed robbery suspect in Innisfil in early December 2020. A suspect wearing a ski mask claimed to be armed with a handgun and entered a variety store on Innisfil Beach Road. He handed a note to the female clerk demanding money and threatening to kill her if she did not comply. McPherson walked into the store and saw the clerk mouth quietly to him that she was being robbed and that he should call police. McPherson did not have a cell phone on him, but that was when the clerk realized that the suspect's gun was not real and McPherson sprang into action, tackling the suspect to the ground. Seeing what was happening, a second witness, Noah Chapman, assisted McPherson and the two were able to gain control of the suspect, causing him to drop the gun. The clerk then kicked the gun away, picked it up and called police. The accused was held on the floor until officers arrived and placed him under arrest for robbery. Excellence in Emergency Response Detective Constable Andrew Smith, Constable John Ellis, Constable Spencer Green and citizens Shailene Gooby and Bruce McMaster. The group of officers and citizens went above and beyond during a serious stabbing incident in Bradford last fall. A verbal argument erupted between two men inside the LCBO in Bradford, and one of the men attacked the other with an edged weapon, causing severe injuries to the victim's face, neck and stomach. The suspect left the scene in a truck with another male driving. Detective CST Andrew Smith was pulling into the station at the end of his shift when he heard the radio call about the stabbing and rushed to the scene. He joined civilian Shailene Gooby, an off-duty nurse who was tending to the victim. Gooby used her treasured jacket that belonged to her grandmother to cover the victim. Gooby banged on the locked doors of stores, asking for towels, and both she and Smith worked together to apply pressure to the victim's severe abdominal wound. Bradford Fire and Simcoe County paramedics arrived and assisted dressing the wounds and transporting the victim to hospital. The victim suffered critical life-threatening injuries and was transported to a Toronto trauma center, but has since recovered. Bruce McMaster, who witnessed the victim laying on the ground, took note of the two male suspects who fled the scene. McMaster followed the vehicle and waved down CST Spencer Green along the route, pointing out the suspect vehicle. CST Green gave information including the location and direction of travel of the suspect while awaiting the arrival of backup before pulling the vehicle over. The suspect vehicle stopped and the passenger abruptly exited the vehicle. Green ordered the passenger to the ground at gunpoint, and once his backup, CST John Ellis, arrived, both the driver and passenger were arrested without incident. CST Green has been an officer for less than a year and had only been on his own for a few weeks when this incident occurred, yet demonstrated the ability to take action in a high-stress situation. Because of what these five did, a dangerous offender was quickly arrested and a man's life was saved. CST David Oxley and Sergeant Ben Irwin. In January 2021, police were called to a drugstore located on Innisfil Beach Road in Innisfil regarding an armed robbery. Upon arrival, police learned that a male suspect entered the store and proceeded to the pharmacy desk where he demanded drugs while removing a large knife from his backpack. He made his way behind the counter threatening the clerk with the knife, repeating his demand. Prior to police arrival, the suspect fled and was last seen running west towards Jans Boulevard. Oxley and Irwin confronted the suspect and ordered him to drop the knife, but he refused to comply, telling the officers to shoot and kill him. At one point, the suspect took a few steps toward the officers while brandishing the knife before turning it on his own neck. The officers showed incredible restraint and professionalism using tactical communication before deploying a conducted energy weapon. The suspect was taken into custody safely without further incident. A 26-year-old Innisfil man was charged with robbery and other serious offenses. This was a high-risk situation. These two officers used sound judgment along with their experience and knowledge to safely apprehend a suspect with a deadly weapon with no lasting injuries to anyone. Constable Jeff Cowie and Constable Kyla Thurston. In May 2021, police were called to a break and enter in progress at a store on Holland Street in Bradford. The caller stated that a suspect was visible on security cameras and provided a description, but said they could no longer see the suspect and were unsure where he went. Constables Jeff Cowie and Kyla Thurston were dispatched and headed to the scene. As Cowie arrived, he observed the suspect running from the scene, first to a parked vehicle that was locked, and then continuing behind the store. Both CST Cowie and Thurston took up foot pursuit of the suspect, but while running after the suspect, CST Cowie fell, seriously injuring his shoulder. CST Thurston continued to chase the suspect around a nearby building. Now out of sight of CST Cowie, CST Thurston caught the suspect and began to order him to the ground in order to effect the arrest. CST Cowie, now injured, was unable to lift his right arm. Despite the injury, he was aware CST Thurston was interacting with the suspect as he could hear yelling from behind the building. Cowie followed his partner's voice and using his weak side, left hand, drew his conducted energy weapon in order to assist in the arrest. Together the two officers were able to safely effect the arrest without any injury to the suspect, or further injury to the officers. Cowie ultimately suffered a full separation of his right shoulder and had to be taken by ambulance to hospital. The suspect was charged with break and enter and remained in custody until he pleaded guilty to all charges in July 2021. Investigation also determined that the vehicle he ran to during the chase was stolen from Hamilton. To his credit, PC Cowie fought through intense, immobilizing pain to go to his partner's assistance. His ability to think clearly through the pain and adrenaline is beyond impressive, their sergeant wrote in his commendation. Excellence in emergency response and life-saving. Constable Davis Benson. In May 2021, police responded to a call regarding a suicide attempt in Innisfil. The caller advised they had received text messages from the person in crisis stating that he didn't have much longer. Most responding units were a distance away with the exception of CST Benson. While awaiting backup, Benson received information that the subject male carries knives and other weapons on him. Police then received a second call from another person who said they had also received a text message from the man in crisis, stating that he was using carbon monoxide to suffocate himself. CST Benson proceeded up the driveway and learned from a witness that the man was believed to be in the closed garage. Just then, an engine was heard wailing inside the garage, prompting CST Benson to spring into action. He opened the garage door, which revealed a lawnmower that had its handle taped down. There was a strong odor of exhaust fumes and heavy smoke. Benson located the man in a nearby chair, incoherent. Benson pulled the man out of the garage so he could get clean air. Paramedics arrived on scene and began treating the man, who was transported to a local hospital and then to a Toronto hospital for further treatment. Without the quick and courageous actions of CST Benson, this incident could well have had a very tragic outcome. Seeing the need for immediate measures, Benson ran into the unknown with the man's safety and well-being his top priority. His supervisor wrote, "Your actions that day undoubtedly saved this person's life. As was noted by one of your peers, if it was not for his attentive attitude and decisiveness, it is very likely that the male in question would have perished." 911 communicators Melissa McDonald and Mandy Burns and constables Roger Cruz, Jason Bellamy and Mike Avelar in July 2021. South Simcoe Police Service Communications received a 911 call from a man in crisis. He stated his intention to commit suicide, that the door to his house would be open, and then abruptly hung up. The call taker, Melissa McDonald, recognizing the urgency, notified dispatcher Mandy Burns, and officers were immediately dispatched. CST. Roger Cruz was the first officer to arrive on scene, followed by CST. Mike Avelar and CST. Jason Bellamy. The officers immediately entered the residence and located a woman on the upper floor who appeared to be completely unaware of what was potentially taking place in the home. CST. Cruz made his way to the basement where he located the man hanging. Cruz immediately cut the man down but found him to be lifeless and unresponsive. The officers initiated life-saving measures by way of CPR, taking turns until paramedics arrived on scene. The officers continued to make every effort to save the man's life by assisting with an emergency escort of the ambulance to a local hospital. Police eventually received further updates that although in serious condition, the man was alive. The actions of all involved most definitely contributed to saving the man's life. The man has since made a full recovery and has been in contact with the involved officers to express his sincere gratitude for saving his life. Responding paramedics had high praise for the officers, saying, "We would like to acknowledge the three officers involved. Their professionalism and dedication truly made a difference in the outcome of the call. The skills and professionalism of South Simcoe officers has given your service a reputation for quality service and confidence that our medics can rely on you in difficult situations." The quick actions of CST. Cruz, Avelar and Bellamy directly contributed to the successful outcome of this call and saved this man's life. Excellence in Investigation Sergeant Ian Fennick, Detective Constable Andrew Smith and Crime Analyst Cliff Aguiar. In June 2021, an unknown suspect called a couple's home and threatened that police were about to storm their house with guns if they didn't put $10,000 in a flowerpot outside their home. The terrified couple complied and the suspects picked up the cash and fled. A lengthy investigation ensued by, then, Detective CST. Ian Fennick. He eventually identified an organized group that had been charged in a GTA extortion project using the same method of operation. Detective CST. Andrew Smith assisted by engaging with Interpol and European authorities that had an active investigation underway on an organized group that were committing these same extortions worldwide. Crime analyst Cliff Aguiar was a source of invaluable analytical information and made significant linkages while securing evidence through this analysis. DC Fennick and Smith liaised with several police agencies in the GTA as well as German police authorities regarding their investigation. Production orders corroborated information that led to a search warrant at a home in Toronto and the arrest of a 35-year-old Toronto man who had been charged in the past with doing the exact same type of extortions. This investigation would have stalled without the information sharing and teamwork of all involved. CSTs. Fennick, Smith and analyst Aguiar are commended for the crucial roles they played and ultimately the successful conclusion of this extensive investigation. Excellence in Innovation Crime analyst Cliff Aguiar. Since joining police service in 2019, Cliff has brought many new skills and a different perspective to the service. Cliff has developed and implemented the security camera registry, the online dashboard, the Innovation Hub, and has modernized the way that the service monitors known offenders residing in its jurisdiction by creating a known offender database that is accessible to frontline officers. Cliff has been involved in the safe apprehension of persons in crisis, locating missing persons, arrests of dangerous offenders, and so much more. He has a massive reach across the province, including other police services, analysts, and private sector allies, which he utilizes to streamline the exchange of information and assist officers in sourcing solutions. Cliff has also introduced analytical co-op students to the police service, which has not only provided the service with a larger analyst footprint and capability, but has championed the service as a viable place to work. Cliff truly cares about the service and wants it to succeed in all it does, including playing a key role in creating a successful Pride flag-raising event. Community Safety and Crime Prevention Auxiliary member Sarah Blair. In August 2021, Auxiliary Sarah Blair was off duty traveling along County Road 89 when she saw a stopped vehicle and someone tossing litter out of the passenger side door. She took it upon herself to stop and respectfully request the male driver stop littering and to pick up the items he had discarded. Blair noticed that he was uneasy on his feet and lost his balance when attempting to pick up the litter. She also detected the smell of alcohol coming from him. When he got back in his vehicle and continued driving, she was concerned that he may be impaired, prompting her to follow safely and call police with a license plate and vehicle description. Blair updated the whereabouts of the vehicle until it was last seen pulling into a gas station on Yonge Street, but when police arrived and checked the area, the vehicle was gone. They attended his home nearby where they located the vehicle. Based on the description provided by Blair, officers were able to identify and arrest the driver for impaired driving. The man was already on charges for two previous impaired driving causing bodily harm offenses and also had a prior conviction for impaired driving. Blair's keen observations, sense of pride and duty, and assistance in this occurrence helped remove a repeat offender from our roads. Excellence in professionalism. T.J. Romanek, fleet coordinator and quartermaster clerk. T.J. Romanek consistently goes above and beyond and has received many requests and jobs that he completes without complaint or issue. The police service has grown at an unprecedented rate, including numerous new hires that require outfitting with clothing and equipment or acquiring new vehicles to add to the fleet. TJ has researched various new clothing items and equipment to ensure officers are comfortable and well protected. During the pandemic, TJ continually ensured that the police officers and stations were well stocked with the proper equipment and supplies to protect them from the spread of the virus. Without being prompted or asked, TJ did what was needed to make sure the team functioned efficiently, with little delay in responding for PPE or extra cleaning measures. TJ managed all of this while keeping up with regular maintenance issues, and could often be found looking after things after hours or while off duty. He always answers his phone, on or off duty, and is prepared to assist at a moment's notice. TJ went above and beyond his regular duties by working over a weekend to build fenced-in patio area at the rear of a station for staff to decompress during their shift, or similarly building a storage shed for the service's bicycles and other specialized equipment. TJ also played a key role in customizing the K9 unit cruiser to best meet the needs of the K9 officer and his partner Nitro. TJ collaborated with K9 handler PC Gwilliam and was instrumental in completing the project in a timely fashion while still ensuring Nitro was available for service during the process. Police Exemplary Service Medals Staff. Sergeant Louis Dos Vila, 30 years of service, CST. Morgan Russell, 30 years of service, RET, CST. Rob Enright, 30 years of service, RET, CST. Shannon Van Velt, 30 years of service, Silvana Mendez, 30 years of service, Laura Demio, 30 years of service, CST. Ivan Coulter, 20 years of service, CST. Jeff Fawcett, 20 years of service, Staff Sergeant David Phillips, 20 years of service, CST. Matt Tomlin, 20 years of service, Ambar Kotick, 20 years of service, RET. CST. Brian Riddell, nearly 50 years of service, with files from Natasha Philpott.